from the latest happenings on the diamond.
They've obviously taken their hits at times, but I think Freddie Peralta has been so steady. Colin Ray, same thing.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
And he does it so unorthodox. Like, he'll change his batting stance, like, within an at-bat or at-bat to at-bat. Like, it's insane. Like, it defies kind of everything that you hear from players.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town. Also brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Always excited to talk to Sophia Minert as she joins us Wednesdays here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Sophia. I hope we're not waking you up like we did last week.
I'm up. We're good. We're back from the West Coast. So, yeah, we're back to normal.
How is that for you, like, personally, with all the travel that you have to do when you're coming back from the West Coast? How long does it take your, like, body to reacclimate?
You know, honestly, I feel like within a day, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it did help that, you know, we got back late Sunday night. The team had Monday off, back to work yesterday. So, you know, I think everybody got sort of a day to sleep in and adjust, and hopefully everyone's kind of back to normal now.
How many times per year do you wake up and go, wait, what city am I in?
So I generally have a pretty good idea of where I am, fortunately. I will say the one that gets me is, and this actually did happen to me on the last trip, is forgetting the room number or like the floor when you're on like multiple city trips, especially the three city trips. You kind of, you're like, wait, am I on the fourth floor or was that the last hotel? And so actually we had a funny conversation about that of, you know, the tricks that you have to do to remember basic information like that.
Sophia, earlier in the show, I apologized to Mark Antanasio. And the reason I apologized is I was much too critical of him after the Craig Counsell going to Chicago. I had no faith in the organization, so I was very critical. Do you think I'm alone? I mean, I had no idea. And me and Gabe were talking like, this is not, when you're 93 games in, this isn't a fluke. It's a fluke when it's 24 games in or 33 games in. This is a hell of a baseball team, and I don't think I'm alone with an apology to him because he must have knew what the heck was going on, and a lot of us didn't.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's an interesting point of, look, it was a tumultuous offseason. I don't think any Brewer fan would disagree with that, with Craig departing and, you know, it was still a relatively new transition with Matt Arnold taking over from David Stearns. And then they had some really difficult decisions to make with, you know, remember they had a non-tender, Brandon Woodruff, and eventually signed him back at spring training and then the trade with Corbin Burnes in February. So I think, you know, and we knew that there were going to be a lot of big, heavy decisions that were going to change the organization moving forward. So, yeah, I think there were a lot of fans that shared your feelings, whether it was they were angry or sad or confused or disappointed or just not sure, right? When you lose such front-facing and like really anchors of what had been Brewers baseball for the past, you know, for Craig for 9 years and then for some of those other guys the last 6 years. So yeah, I think, you know, there were tons of questions around this team going into spring training. And I agree with you. I think this first half, like, they have dealt with a ton of adversity. I think Murph deserves a lot of credit for how he has, you know, instilled his kind of own personality and his own mantras and his own beliefs and just kind of how he's managed this and really freed like players to be themselves. And he's got a great staff that supports him. So, yeah, I mean, this is who they are, right? Like you said, like we're now more than halfway through. And when the team comes back from the All-Star break, there will only be 65 games left. So I think they've done a great job of setting themselves up for hopefully a really fun second half.
How do players deal with All-Star snubs, Sophia? Because it's great that Contreras and Yelich and Brewers fans, you know, it seems like we always show up for the All-Star voting. I just think of all the guys, like the final last vote that we've gotten in through the years. But when somebody like Terang or McGill don't get in, how do players deal with that internally?
Yeah, I think they're human, right? I think you can be disappointed and bummed out. I think they also understand there's just a lot of layers to it of, you know, the fan voting and how that can be determined by market size. And some of it just turns into a popularity contest. And, you know, there's that part of it. And then, you know, most recently with the reserves being announced, that comes from, you know, the player vote. We know that replacements happen over the next couple days before they head to the All-Star game. So I'm still hoping, you know, some of those guys can sneak in. But I think, you know, it's especially the player vote. I think it does mean a lot to be voted in by your peers and by the rest of the league. I think that does mean a lot to players. So, yeah, I think, you know, they say the right things. I think for guys like Bryce Terang, you hope he gets other opportunities. And, you know, you just kind of build him up. And look, Bryce Terang has had an incredible first half. He is a totally different player than what we saw from him in his rookie season. Same with Trevor McGill. The opportunity that he's just taken a hold of with Seven Williams on the IL, I think you could even add Brian Hudson to that list. You know, he had a tough road trip, but I don't know where this bullpen would be without Brian Hudson. So there's a ton of guys that are deserving. Unfortunately, there's only so many roster spots. And again, things can change here over the next couple of days, but we'll see if they get anyone else.
Sophia, how big of a concern is St. Louis? I see the lead is down to 4. I know there's a lot of baseball left, but are they looking in the rearview mirror at all? Or are they just kind of plugging along at this juncture in the season?
Yeah, I think St. Louis, they've really turned things around. I think now going back to, they had a really good month of June. I think like at the end of May, they really started to turn things around. So yeah, I mean, the lead has shrunk a little bit, but I think you knew that, you know, the Cardinals were going to get themselves back in it the way that they had a really rough start to their season. They didn't look like themselves, you know, especially like Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, they weren't hitting and performing at the level that they typically do. So, you know, I think right now everyone is just in the mode of like, keep your head down and stay in your own lane. I don't think they see the Cardinals until maybe August. I think they've got one more series or maybe two more series with St. Louis. So I think, yeah, right now it's just keep your head down, stay in your own lane, try to rack up more series wins, try to, you know, continue to add to your lead. Everyone kind of knows what the standings are, but you can't really get too bent out of shape. And fortunately, they're in a pretty good spot of they could take the season series tiebreaker the next time they play St. Louis.
Sophia, is the byproduct of having so many teams get into the postseason, and while that's exciting for a lot of fan bases that they're still alive, does that make for a duller trade deadline? Because I think it's harder to be aggressive when you look across the landscape. Mm-hmm. There are only 2 teams in the National League, for example, that are more than 5.5 games out of a playoff spot currently. So it's hard to know who's buying and who's selling.
Yes, and I think when it comes to the trade deadline, like anything, like deadlines create urgency, right? So, you know, right now it's like, first of all, I think the front offices, there is a lot of conversation around the trade deadline right now, but they're also very deep in the weeds in preparing for the draft, which is starting Sunday night. And that runs through Wednesday. So they've got 20 rounds of the draft to prepare for. The Brewers have 4 picks on that first day on Sunday. So July is just like a really crazy time for front offices in terms of you're trying to manage your current team, your minor league affiliates, prepare for the draft, and then you come up for air for maybe 5 minutes and then you go right back into your trade deadline conversation. So I think I like the expanded playoff format, but I think it does create really interesting decisions for teams of how much do you want to give up or buy or sell if you're in a wild card position, right? It's maybe a different conversation if you're trying to win a division like the Brewers are, instead of trying to sneak in as maybe that sixth wild card spot. I think it creates, you know, interesting conversations. It definitely makes the division races and the postseason standings more interesting when you've got more teams involved. But I think, yeah, it creates different margins for organizations in terms of making those deadline acquisitions.
Sophia, what do the players do with the All-Star break? Do they go to their off-season home? Do they go on a mini vacation? Do they stick around? Holmgren, when I played, had one rule during the bye week is if you're injured, you can't go anywhere. You got to stick around and get treatment. Most players take off.
Yeah, I would say it's we don't have Holmgren rules that I'm aware of. Under
Pat's a little more loose than Mike would have been.
Yeah, we don't have the Holmgren rules. And look, it also helps that the minor league affiliates have the same All-Star break as the major league teams. So, it to your point about injuries, which the Brewers obviously have a ton of. There's not going to be any rehab assignments or anything like that happening over the All-Star break. So everyone gets a couple days, and the Brewers actually coming out of the break, they're off on Friday. They don't open the second half until Saturday against the Twins. So they get an extra day, which is great for everybody. But yeah, most guys, they go to their off-season homes. Some of them stick around here locally. So if you're around, you might see some Brewers like in the Wisconsin Dells or up at Kohler, maybe Door County. Sometimes they'll ask for suggestions of, you know, where to go around here locally. You know, obviously there'll be kind of optional team workouts as they're coming back from the break, probably at the end of the week before they head out to start the second half. So, yeah, everyone kind of does their own thing. Get some time away with their families and their kids and hopefully regroup a little bit mentally and physically and get ready for the last haul.
Are you doing anything for the All-Star break to kind of get away from it all?
I am actually. I'm going to Jackson, Wyoming with a friend.
Wow.
And I've never been there.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I've been skiing
really?
At Jackson
okay.
Hole. Yeah, you'll love it. It is refreshing.
Okay. Have you been there in the summer?
I have not.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, obviously we won't be skiing, but I've heard it's beautiful. I've heard it's a great town, and so I've never been there, so I'm looking forward to going.
There's a great restaurant at Jackson Hole. It's still open where the gondola goes probably halfway or three quarters away up the mountain, and you can see everything. So, if you got
really?
Time, that's really worth going to. It's beautiful.
Okay, great. See, this is Chewy. Just the Wyoming tour guide. I love this.
Yeah, the amount of knowledge that I want Chewy to have versus the knowledge that he actually has, Sophia, kind of varies. It ends up working out for you in this situation today, though, which is nice.
A lot of it's worthless.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is valuable.
Sophia,
I always like a good recommendation.
Oh, Chewy's got plenty. Restaurants?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could say just about any city in America right now, and Chewy's got a restaurant recommendation within a half hour.
This is a good one.
So,
see, this is real life. This is real life knowledge. This is what people want.
He's giving the people what they want. Sophia, we certainly appreciate the time. We appreciate the knowledge. Enjoy the All-Star break next week.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Sophia Minert joins us every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll see what we put on the polls as the show wraps up coming up next. But first, I do want to tell you about our friends at the Jewelry Center, because, of course, there's only one place to go if you're looking for that diamond engagement ring for a special someone. Of course, it's only at the Jewelry Center. It's where I went. Didn't know what my now wife was looking for. And the team at the Jewelry Center really helped me out. Maybe if you're a little more prepared than me, maybe she has a Pinterest page, you can go check that out, bring those images in, and the Jewelry Center always going to point you in the right direction. And of course, they've got great options, whether we're talking about naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for, when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out their inventory at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or shop online at shoptjc.com.
You were listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.